Hello, hola, Colin Lindbergh.
Whoa, what?
That's the guy's name that we're...
Hola?
Yeah, I think so. Hola, Colin Lindbergh. That's,
must be weird when he goes to Spain.
He's probably, I would imagine...
Hola, hola.
Canadian.
O-L-A?
I don't know.
You don't know how his name is spelled?
No, his name is just Colin Lindbergh.
Oh, I thought you said Olin.
No, I was saying hola.
Oh, I thought you said... Oh, you were saying hola.
Hola, Colin Lindbergh.
Hola, Colin Lindbergh.
Yeah, I was
okay,
saying,
so
hello,
your name is Colin. Okay, so
my name
is
not Colin.
No, Colin. I'm talking to Colin through the microphone, through the art of podcasting.
Okay, but you said it to me.
I am addressing Colin. Well, like, you're here with me. That's,
I know,
just
but look away and say your name is Colin.
Hey, Colin. I'm looking away now, so Dave gets it.
Much better.
I looked wistfully to the skies.
I don't have a. Okay, 1541.
Okay.
Curling.
Curling.
So he just wanted us to talk about curling. But what he doesn't know is that I fucking love curling.
Also love curling.
You love curling too.
It's very, I don't know why it's so engaging.
I think he was expecting the opposite from us. I would imagine because he has to look, because, but I watch curling. It's my favorite Olympic sport. I almost joined a curling league.
Uh-huh.
Like I love curling.
You love. I like. Curling. You love.
Yeah, I love.
Well, is he Canadian?
He must be.
He might love curling.
Maybe he's from Scotland. They like it there too. That's where it's from.
It is?
Curling was invented in Scotland.
Look, I've come up with a dynamic game. Slide the blood in the bloody ice.
I fucking love it.
Oi, you two, you broomies. You broom it.
What's that?
You broom it.
What am I doing?
First of all, you seem fucking pissed. Second of all, you broom it.
What?
As the bloody block moves down the bloody ice, Oi. You get a broom.
Hey!
What?
No.
You're saying no? Fine, you can be the tosser.
No, I'm going for a drink.
Well, why are you bloody here? Why'd you come to bloody curling practice?
Not to fucking roll rocks up and down
get
the ice.
Get the fuck out of here, then. This
fuck
is a practice
you.
Facility.
My accent's all over the place.
Get out.
In the middle of Scotland, with the first written reference to a contest using stones on ice from the records of Paisley Abbey. In Renfrewshire, in February 1541. Paintings, winter landscape with a bird trap, and the hunters in the snow, both dated in 1565 by blah-bitty-blah, are paintings of Flemish peasants curling Scotland and the Low Countries, and there are strong trading and cultural links during this period, which is also known as the... which is evident also in the history of golf. There's also golf associated.
What did you just say? That curling.
So there's pictures. So we have paintings.
So we have evidence.
Look,
of curling's
existence. There's a lot of every single article I read. They're like, it might have been invented in Scotland. Like it's a fucking dickish. It might be from Scotland. It's all this fucking weird bullshit. And so they're like, well, there's paintings.
Oh, you know what okay. I mean? So there's paintings that associate it with Scotland.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
And Flemish peasants curling.
Right, right, okay.
In Scotland and the Low Countries. So evidence that curling existed in Scotland in the early 16th century includes a curling stone inscribed with the date 1511,
ooh,
which was uncovered when an old pond was drained in Dunblane, Scotland.
I mean,
right?
Only in Scotland
right.
Would anyone notice something on a rock.
Go ahead and lift her over.
Can't believe we invited the bloody Irish to this event. Hold on a second. This rock's got a date on it. Now come here, young Fitzgerald. This is why we drain ponds.
William Wallace.
What?
What?
It's you from practice. Get the fuck out of here. I told you to leave the event.
Sorry, Matt. Sorry.
It sounds like he's gotten a little more humble since last time, at least.
Kilsyth Curling Club claims to be the first club in the world.
Wait.
First curling club in the world, having been formally constituted in 1716.
Okay.
Still in existence today. They've got to be a bunch of just fucking assholes.
Oh,
just
yeah.
The first curling club just
yeah. Pompous.
Walking around in their skirts or whatever it is.
Sure. Well,
Kilsyth also
culturally.
Claims to be the oldest purpose-built curling pond in the world. The word curling first appears in print in 1620 in Perth, Scotland, in a poem. I mean, that's when you know your sport's on top of
you've
the world.
You've made it.
Yeah. The game was also known as the Roaring Game, Because of the sound the stones make while traveling over the...
They'd roar?
No, it wasn't like... It was like...
Sounds like a scraping game.
Yeah, it's a scraping game. In the early days of curling, the playing stones were simply flat-bottomed river stones.
Okay.
Right, so get some stones
out of the river. Yeah, like tossing stones.
Yeah. Which were of inconsistent size, shape, and smoothness, unlike today... the thrower had little control over the curl or velocity and relied more on luck.
That's so amazing. Yeah. That its roots are from, I mean, it really is just, you get lucky.
Yeah, you pull the rock out of the fucking, and then you're like, oh, fuck that one. And you went and you got another one.
Yeah, okay. Fascinating.
In Darvel, East Ayrshire, the weavers relaxed by playing curling matches using the heavy stone weights from the looms warp beams.
Why wouldn't they just use one stone?
I don't know.
It just seems like
maybe they would crack.
Yeah, but I mean, then you get a new stone. You have like five stones, and you're just like so that you get like a feel of the stone, or at least you get the same stone.
Well, these guys were using the same stone because they're using the stone from their loom,
right?
And then many a wife would keep her husband's brass curling stone handle on the mantelpiece, brightly polished until the next time it was needed.
Wow, that's so weird.
Yeah.
That's his bloody curling thing right there.
That's nice.
We've got it up on the bloody mantel.
She's a beaut.
He loves his bloody curling.
He hits you still.
He absolutely beats me mercilessly.
Okay. Yeah.
Beat me within a bloody inch of my life about a fortnight ago.
Since you never shut up about it.
He mercilessly beats me.
I would like to punch you right now.
Well, now you know how he bloody feels.
Oh, yeah.
He said yes to this forever. Terrible.
God, shut up.
But look at that bloody brass thing on the mantle.
Shut your fucking mouth.
God, he just... Honestly, it's the drinking.
I'm going to hit you with
the bottle does it too.
With my own stone, I'm going to go get and crack you over the head.
Use his handle.
Outdoor curling was very popular in Scotland between the 16th and 19th centuries because the climate provided the perfect conditions. Scotland is the home to the international governing body of curling, the World Curling Federation. Curling came to Canada with Scottish immigrants and others who saw it as the perfect sport for Canadian winters. The sport grew with friendly matches between adjacent towns.
Hey!
We'll take you on then.
Hey, what a lie.
Fuck, you won't fucking take our stones to you.
No, well, I thought we were going to be friendly about
this. We'll take our stones to you.
Suppose that is Scottish friendly.
Curling became an essential element of grassroots Canada, though through its long history it became a sport attractive to all levels of society, all participants. So it's one of those sports that everybody can play because you just need some ice and you get some stones out of the river.
You need a hand and that's about it.
Yep. In the early game of curling, there were no specific dimensions for a curling stone. No height, no weight, no diameter, nothing. You just got a big stone. The early game was played with stones of varying sizes, shape, weights. Small ones that could skinny through a narrow port. Huge ones that could make fantastic guard once in place.
Well, I kind of like that a little bit.
Yeah.
Like if you had, if you added like a smaller curl, like to curling now, you add like a smaller curling thing.
A different size
that
stone.
Can kind of sneak through and then you use the big guy as a defender.
Why not? The Montreal Curling Club became the first organized sporting club in North America in 1807.
Okay.
Irons were used.
Better.
Central Canadian curlers often used irons rather than stones until the early 1900s. Canada's the only country known to have done so. While others experimented with wood or ice-filled tins. That's America, right?
Ice-filled tins? That sounds like America. Ice on ice!
Wood?
Yeah, wood.
Wood. Fuck off. Shortly after the formation of the Grand Caledonian Curling Club in Scotland in 1838, there was a move towards standardization of stones.
Okay.
We've got to get the same size stones.
We've got to be bloody meticulous.
In 1878, Manitoba's first curling club was formed in Winnipeg. December 11th saw the first match held there, and the losers were required to donate a barrel of oatmeal to the hospital.
Wow. Jesus Christ. How? Those negotiations went on for hours.
All right, what's the winner do?
Well, I think it should be a bucket of shrimp to the veterinary clinic.
Nah. We need an oats down at the hospital.
I've got an idea.
Huh?
It could be a big barrel. Full of bloody corn!
Okay, Hey, this.
And we could donate it.
Yeah, no, we
to the school.
Okay, Tony, we hear you.
Feed the children their lunches of corn.
Match is off then. We're not going to do it because this right cunt won't shut the fuck up.
I've got an idea.
Oh, yeah.
What about a barrel of oatmeal to the hospital?
Okay, then. I don't like any. Yes, let's do that. Tall man with the weird
I
voice.
Think I was onto something
fuck
with my
you, corn.
Corn!
Hey, Corny, we get it. You don't know what to do with all your fucking corn.
I just have
from
so much of it.
Your fucking harvest. We get it.
It was just so fruitful this
Every
year.
Every event we do, it's about you and the corn.
Let's celebrate the decision to use oatmeal by going and eating corn.
Get the fuck out of here.
I just got so much bloody corn.
Curling. Curling in Canada has always been aligned historically with the military and their early offshoot, the police force. It was the military that brought curling to Canada, and early accounts of the game are replete with references to Colonel Smith or Major Jones of the or the Commissioner of Police.
Jesus.
So it was the fucking military.
Okay.
That's weird. In 1910, there was a major societal change that helped foster curling everywhere. Starting the U.S. and then moving to Canada, the five-day work week was introduced. Slowly at first, and then with growing prevalence. The weekend, with all its implications, led to the explosion of curling.
Boy, that's so weird to even think about, though, the idea that, like, how, like, to be eased into the five, like, I've never even right. thought about the inception of the five-day work.
Oh, yeah, Mayday, all that kind of shit.
But what was it, then what was it before? It was just
working
sort of
all the time.
Worked 7 days a week.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good times. We're kind of back to that.
Slowly but surely, yeah.
Curlers take it for granted that there has always been an in-turn and an out-turn in the delivery of the stone. That is not true. In Scotland, in the late 1700s, curlers simply threw their stones up and down the ice. Straight, handle, no turn.
Doesn't sound like they necessarily invented curling. Oh, boy. All right, I guess he disagrees. Put him to sleep. Hey, we said no, buddy. All right.
That was my cat.
Yep. Jose.
Okay, so the so then the curlers in the parish of Fenwick discovered that if you imparted a turn or a twist, as they like to call it, to the handle as you tossed it, the stone would curl around an opposition rock. Right?
Okay.
The uproar that ensued over this illegal method of play almost split the game apart. That's not curling, said some. A few curlers of the day called for the twist to be outlawed as going against the spirit of the game.
The twist?
Yeah, it was I'm sure they still talk about it. Curling lore. I'm sure they still. I'm sure there's a guy somewhere. It shouldn't be a fucking twist.
They don't twist now, though.
Yeah, they do a little.
Do they?
Yeah, it curls. That's why it's called. I think that's why it's called curling. I mean,
I really noticed that it curled.
Well, yeah, it goes around it a little bit. You can tuck it in underneath another rock. You know how they it kind of wraps around and goes behind. They try to use a stone to.
I think we're talking about different
you're
sports.
Fucking moron.
Shut up.
Curling, they said, wanted and needed straight shooters. I love that.
Yeah.
The fucking game needs a straight rock.
Straight rock shooter.
And then there was the guy that. Then there was the new guys that were curling, and the old guys were like, "Fuck this!" Just
it's like
their
basically like
stone.
Rock. It's like the Beatles.
Yeah, it is like the Beatles.
Yeah.
Others reason that if the Fenwick
I don't like their fancy haircuts.
So fucking.
They make you worship the devil.
Others reasoned that if Fenwick curlers could make. One stone curl around another and bury it behind a guard, then they could learn the same illegal maneuver for themselves and beat the Fennekins at their own game. And so, the in-hand in-turn and the out-hand out-turn came into being, and the sport became what it is.
What is that? Oh, the
curling.
The broomer?
No, as soon as they started turning it, it kind of turned into the modern game it is today.
When did the broomer happen?
I don't know. I didn't find anything about the broomer.
That's that is my favorite position
it
in
is
curling,
the best
without
position.
Question.
It is the sweeper.
Because you got to like how much.
It's got to. Well, there's also
how little.
It's also like I think it came from a lot of guys were just eating candy bars.
Uh huh. It's just
and
too much debris.
And then they would drop it down, and then someone would be like, "Jesus Christ!" And they'd run out there with a broom.
All right.
Holy fuck! It's going toward that Reese's Pieces.
Am I crazy? Did that help a little bit?
Yeah, I think. Yeah.
When he was brooming,
I think so.
Oh my lord.
According to some authorities, the curl and curling didn't come to Canada until somewhere around 1840. So there you go. That's the history of curling.
And Canada's got a bug up its ass because they think they invented curling.
I couldn't, you know, everyone, it's not that they, I don't know if they think they invented it, but everyone, everywhere you go, it's like, well, allegedly the right. Scottish, I mean.
Well, the allegedly part is because the Scottish were just throwing rocks on ice.
Well, yeah, they're Scottish people.
Yeah.
So you're not going to get much more out of them.
All right. Well, easy.
You know what I mean?
No, I think that's a little much.
I've seen Braveheart.
Yeah, that's just not enough.
Fucking disaster.
My uncle, my Scottish uncle's favorite movie, wasn't not his favorite movie, but he loved Braveheart. But he hates when people do Scottish accents, like that aren't Scottish.
Like we just did.
Yo, he would just want to kill me.
Oh, that's amazing.
And so he would literally like he'd be on his third viewing of Braveheart, like the second he got it on DVD, and he'd be on his third viewing, and he'd just be intently watching it. And I'd go, Uncle Nigel, what do you think of his Scottish accent? And he wouldn't even look away from the TV, but he'd just go, it's bloody crap. But he's like, best movie ever.
That's awesome. All right. Well, thank you, Colin.
Thanks, Ola.
Thanks for donating. You're a nice person.
Thank you.
Bye.